Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco, and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today's guest is San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea. John, game one of the big series between the Giants and the Dodgers goes to L.A., and it was a great game. I mean, it was kind of back and forth. Every time the Dodgers would take the lead, the Giants would come back. Then eventually the Dodgers won the game against the Giants bullpen. And I guess to start out, the way things are going right now for the Dodgers, their offense is doing so well. Everybody keeps expecting, here in San Francisco anyway, that, oh, well, they don't have enough pitching, and the Giants starting pitching is better. I mean, on paper, you could say that. But right now, looking at it, is the Dodgers offense, the way it's going, is that sort of more important than what they have as far as starting pitching? Because, you know, they've rolled into first place right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. I wouldn't say that hitting is never more important than pitching. I mean, you could look at the Giants' championship runs as prime examples, 1, 2, and 3, but it is amazing how good the Dodgers have played the minute Kershaw started or stopped playing, stopped pitching for the Dodgers. And that was a momentum turnaround. You would think that, okay, the Dodgers are dead. They've got nobody because they were, 14-3 in starts by Kershaw, and they had just a mediocre record in starts by anybody else. So you say, okay, if that plays out over time, then these guys are toast. You know, however, everybody stepped up, and you know, I talked to Bruce Bochy about this, Joe Panik. Guys are saying, you know what, it was almost as if once he went down, everybody said, you can no longer rely on him. We got to all do our part, which is strange because you're always supposed to do your part. Jeff Kent used to always get on me when I asked him, hey, you know, this so-and-so is injured. You guys got to step it up. He looked at me and kind of snapped. He said, step it up. We're trying to step it up every day, no matter who's out there. So you can't say we're going to step it up. But that's exactly what the Dodgers have done. I mean, you talk about is pitching less important than hitting. I mean, I'm just, when you ask that, I'm reflecting on what the Giants did in those championship seasons. I mean, their offense didn't carry them. I mean, in 10, you know, they were desperate enough to sign Pat Burrell off the scrap heap. You know, they needed Jonathan Sanchez to hit a triple in the last game of the season just to get to the playoffs. And if you remember, in 2012, they were last in the majors in home runs. In 2014, they were a wild card team, but it was all about Madison Bumgarner in the postseason. I mean, without him, nothing gets done. So it's not like, you know, they've had the timely hitting. They've had good defense. They'd have great bullpen. But it's really all about that starting pitching going deep into the games. And the Dodgers, what have they had, 12, 13 starters this year? They've
yeah,
done
13,
just well
yeah.
enough to pull this crazy thing off.
We'll have more with John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
I looked at Game 1 as being really important because Madison Bumgarner is the guy that you really need to win behind, although they have, you know, a good number two in Johnny Cueto. But Bumgarner, he has not done well against the Dodgers. That's five straight times the Dodgers have won when Bumgarner's on the mound. He was missing his spots. And, you know, getting to your point about Kershaw, maybe you look at it from the Giants' perspective, and maybe they need to look at it and say, you know, we need to win these other games against the Dodgers when Baumgartner isn't pitching. It hasn't worked when he's out there. I mean, does it even matter as far as that for the Giants? It's almost like their entire game needs to get going because, you know, they've just struggled so much since the All-Star break. And how do they even wipe that out? Everybody's constantly talking about it in the media. Everywhere they turn, it's like, you guys are terrible after the All-Star break hit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as the All-Star break ended, they lost the first three games against the Padres and have been in a hole ever since. And granted, that, you know, they had a pretty tough schedule after the break beyond San Diego. I mean, it was, you know, right away after that, if you remember, Boston, New York on the road.
Right.
And then they came home, they played Washington, and, you know, then they went to Washington and Miami, and then they had Baltimore and Pittsburgh and the Mets at home, and now they're in L.A. You know what? After this, it kind of eases up because, you know, early September, you have you know, the Braves and the Diamondbacks. And then in September, it's pretty much mostly, you know, inside your division teams, which means a whole lot of Padres and Rockies and Diamondbacks, but also a whole lot of Dodgers. And, you know, they weave a series with St. Louis in there as well. And then, of course, Labor Day weekend, they're in Chicago, and I'll be there that weekend. So, you know, it does ease up a little bit, except for, you know, St. Louis and Chicago in those games against the Dodgers, but it's not as tough as it has been since the break. So maybe that makes a difference. I'm not sure, but it's still, I mean, so many players have not done their job since the break. It's almost like, well, once the break came, you know, they took a rest and they haven't stopped resting.
It's hard to point to one area on the Giants that has struggled because, yeah, the offense has had its issues, especially with men in scoring position. It's kind of been up and down. You know, there have been rotation issues, a lot of home runs given up. Matt Moore hasn't been as good maybe as advertised in that trade. And, you know, there's definitely been a slowdown for Cueto. You know, the other pitchers at the back end of the rotation, definitely not great. But the one area I look at, John, especially when I'm comparing the Dodgers and the Giants, is the bullpen, because the Dodgers' bullpen seems to be so dependable. The Giants, not so much. And I thought Tim Flannery made a good point on the postgame show on Comcast last night when he's talking about how when you scored 4-plus runs during the World Series years and when Flannery was the coach there, they would win 95% of the time. But it's different now. You score 4-plus runs, you don't know, because that bullpen is definitely weaker. The veteran guys like the, you know, the Lopez's and the Casillas and the Romos aren't as good. And some of the other guys, you know, it's hard to say, yeah, I could definitely rely on both of these guys or three of these guys right now.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I think that number that Flannery threw out there might be a little inflated.
Yeah, 95%.
Yeah, the four plus threshold that was and is sort of a magical figure with the Giants, and Sabian talks about it a lot. Let's just get to four runs because the numbers show that, you know, you score four runs a game, you know, we're going to win this division easy. But, you know, let's be realistic. They play half their games in a pitching ballpark where four runs is not easy to do a lot of days, you know, where long fly balls go to die, where the thick air keeps, you know, a lot of balls inside the ballpark. Anyway, it works both ways. So it's, you know, tough, you know, on opposing teams to score four at that place just as much as it's tough, you know. So anyway, you know, no matter how bad the bullpen is, if you get four runs, you're still going to win. I mean, this year, when they score 4-plus runs, they're 49-21.
Okay.
And that's not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, that's not 95%, but it's winning more than, you know, twice your losses. So it's, 49-21. That's pretty darn good. But, you know, in the past, you talk about the bullpen, Bochy just does not have the faith he has in these guys that he had in 10, 12, and 14. You know, Apfel was, in his prime, you could say he was that good. You know, Casilla, Romo, Lopez, those four guys, and you remember Brian Wilson in 2010. It's not just that, but it's just a whole lot of guys in that bullpen who have come and gone who did the job for Bochy. And you're not seeing, you know, that complete effort, and nor results you know, now. You know, you got two of your key relievers left-handed, Osich and Lopez, who have ERAs north of four, and that's just not getting it done. That's why they got Will Smith, who hasn't been spectacular yet either. So, you know, Casilla with all his blown saves, and Strickland, you don't know what you're going to get, but Strickland has a nice ERA, you know, as does Contos, but it's just about being consistent and not allowing inherited runs. And, you know, Romo was good right after the coming off the DL, but, you know, it's also hit and miss. You know, you're kind of waiting for him to finish strong here. And, I mean, there's just so many variables in that bullpen that you used to have that you no longer have. And that's kind of why they tried to get a Chapman or a Miller or, you know, Melanson, these guys at the trade deadline that went to other teams. So they settled for Smith, who is not a closer. You know, if they did get that closer, I think that would have made a huge difference. That now Casilla's the setup guy. Now Romo's the seventh inning guy. And everyone down the line, you know, drops one spot. And I think that would have made a big difference. I remember one year, I mean, I'm not saying Steve Bedrosian is Andrew Miller, but in 89, it was a long time ago, when the Giants picked up a closer at the deadline. And that really helped turn their season around because, you know, they went to the World Series with that guy. You know, everybody they had, they didn't really have a closer who they could rely on. And everybody moved down a notch, and it just kind of solidified the bullpen. And that's not what the Giants did this time. But, you know, there's still hope for Will Smith. I think he can be a guy, as his record shows, you know, against lefties and righties like Affelt was all those years.
More with John Shea in just a moment. We all know the Giants season has fluctuated between being very hot and, well, just after the All-Star break, cold. At least they're not boring. So what about your dessert experience lately? Same old, same old? How about trying a unique, refreshing, frozen dessert from Rita's Ice of Hayward? Rita's is sure to please everyone, offering sugar-free, dairy-free, and all-natural treats. Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from, and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless, and this is a cold experience Giants fans can embrace. When you stop by Rita's Ice of Hayward at 26775 Hayward Boulevard, be sure to mention the Sports Virus, and you'll receive one free regular-size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Ice of Hayward, Italian ice and frozen custard. I think when you get Will Smith, and he actually was a bright spot on Tuesday night, he pitched really well. You get him and you get Matt Moore. I mean, one of the reasons that you get those guys is because they're left-handed, and the Dodgers, you're trying to neutralize some of their left-handed hitters, which is hard to do. I mean, Bumgarner showed that if you don't hit your spots, you're still going to get hit by Adrian Gonzalez and Corey Seager, who's just unbelievable. Oh, I mean, Corey Seager, the way he's playing right now, he just looks like he has so much confidence. Nothing is going to bother that kid.
And, yeah, he's, you know, the Dodgers have the worst batting average in the majors against left-handed pitchers.
Hard to believe, yeah, the way they
looked
last night.
But then you saw the game last night. I mean, could you believe that?
Yeah.
No. No. You know, those were the only two. I mean, you didn't see Jock Peterson. You know, you didn't see, you know, Utley came off the bench, but you didn't see him in the lineup. And those are two guys who usually start.
Right.
But they do not hit lefties well. And, you know, even Adrian and even, you know, Seager before last night had averages, you know, much lower against lefties than righties. But Seager, that guy's a monster. He's really coming into his own. And you remember Brandon Crawford won both the Gold Glove and the Silver Slugger last year. You know, this kid might start winning a lot of those in the coming years. He's fabulous all around, and he's so young.
We'll get back to the conversation with John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
Wednesday night is a pretty big matchup when you think of not just the standings, really. It's more about the future of what's going to happen here in the last 5 weeks or so of the season. Johnny Cueto for the Giants, and he pitched well last time, but in the second half, he's been giving up a lot of home runs, just like everybody else. 10 of them in the last 10 starts. His overall season's been great. And Rich Hill, I mean, this is a huge start for him. He's been away for about a month after the Dodgers traded for him. I mean, he has not been on the mound because of a blister, but he was really good with Oakland, 9-3, 2.25 ERA. Yeah. Great story of a comeback guy. I mean, I think this is a big game as far as looking at, okay, is he going to help them the rest of the way? Because their rotation has been pretty much in shambles. So what do you think of the matchup on Wednesday night?
Yeah, you know what? It's a matchup of guys who just haven't been there in the second half, right?
Yeah, yeah.
One because I mean, one guy has physically and one guy hasn't.
Right.
But it's, you know, neither has done much in the second half. I mean, Hill, with the blister, you know, didn't start his, you know, for a good long time at the end of a stint in Oakland. And he's been longer than anticipated in his return with the Dodgers. You know, you just, you know, if you got a blister, you just can't, you can't throw with it if you're relying on breaking stuff. And, you know, he's got a pretty good arsenal. Yeah, I mean, 9-3 with the A's, with one of the worst teams in baseball, that was fabulous. And Cueto just has not been the same since the break. I mean, he had a 2.47 ERA at the break, and deservedly so. He started the game, the All-Star game. I mean, you know, after a lot of guys couldn't make it, whether it was injury or just bowing out or having to pitch Sunday like Bumgarner. Bumgarner would have started that game if he didn't start the Sunday before. But it went to Cueto. And, you know, since then, he's had a 4.25 ERA, you know, much different than 2.47 before the break. And, you know, he started seven times, and the Giants lost four of them. He's coming off a good outing against the Mets, seven innings, one run, and that's pretty much what he did every start in the first half. But you sort of wonder if they could have given him even a longer time after the break. If you remember at the game itself in San Diego, he pitched two innings. And
was,
you know,
it
both
32
gave,
pitches, I think, something like that?
Yeah, the second inning went pretty long. And, you know, Terry Collins wouldn't have done it if Bruce Bochy didn't give his blessing to two innings. You know, Bochy said publicly before the game that he was fine for him to go two innings. And that second inning was pretty long. A couple of old teammates from Kansas City took him deep, and Bochy gave him an extra day after the break, but maybe he should have given him some more time. If you remember, this guy was the only guy on the Giants roster who pitched deep into October. And as, you know, any Giants fan knows, you know, the hangover from that could really affect a pitching staff. You know, the Giants have not won consecutively years, you know, and, you know, it's all about, you know, amping up and resting for the next season. And maybe Cueto didn't get enough rest. He started strong, but perhaps there was some fatigue in the second half. Yeah, but like I said, he's coming off of a pretty good outing against the Mets, and so maybe he's got his groove back. But I mean, they're going to need that guy, and they're going to need some Arja and more, because you know, another year of just relying on Bumgarner, you know, isn't going to cut it.
No, it doesn't seem that way. And by the way, since you mentioned Terry Collins, I was wondering what was running through his mind when Brandon Crawford made that play on Jose Reyes on Sunday, first batter of the game. That was an incredible play. I mean, Crawford dove to his right, popped up. We've seen him make that kind of play, but man, it was just amazing how quickly he got up and fired to first to get a speedy runner in Reyes. And I'm wondering if Terry Collins is saying, maybe he should have been on the All-Star team, you know, because that was quite a snub that he had there. And you know, of course, Corey Seager deserves it as well. It's great seeing these guys in this series together, two great shortstops going at it. But I wondered what Terry Collins might have thought of that.
You know, I questioned Collins in a one-on-one interview the day before the All-Star game in San Diego, and I think he was tired of my questions. And maybe during that interview, he realized, hey, you know, maybe this guy isn't so bad. At one point, he said, you know, I said, well, why didn't you take him? I just flat out, well, I thought Ryan Braun was better, he said. And I said, wait a minute, Ryan Braun. And at that point, he's thinking, well, I need to round out my roster, and he's looking at OPS and all this stuff. Is a hitter coming off the bench. Maybe he'd rather have Braun than Crawford. And so he wasn't thinking about positions at the end because he already had, he had three shortstops. And Trevor Story was another guy who he put on the, five-person, extra ballot, the final man ballot. So it's like Crawford goes from Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, to what, the fifth best shortstop in the National League in Collins' mind. So maybe he wasn't advised so much in this situation. I'm sure Bochy gave him his 2 cents, but you know, just look at the stats and the value, and you know, he led the best team in the majors in RBIs at the break. So I mean, that story's been told up and down, but it was pretty unique. He hit pretty well early in that series, and I'm sure he might have glanced over to Collins to see if he was watching.
That's John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. Join us again on Thursday. We'll talk more with John Shea in part two of our conversation as the Giants continue their series in L.A. against the Dodgers. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.